Take your holy book. Turn to Isaiah chapter 56. Amen. Isaiah chapter 56. The Bible says in verse number 1, "Since thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, Behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, and it shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord and to serve and to be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold on my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings, their sacrifice shall be accepted upon mine altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, saith, Yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto him. All ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. Ye watchmen are blind. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look for their own way, everyone for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they. I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant." Amen. I won't preach just a few minutes out of this, if we can. Now, Isaiah's talking about, he's giving some ethical instruction here. Amen. Ethics is a thing that's bygone. Amen. It used to be, we used to have ethics and the way certain things was right and certain things was wrong. But we're living in a day and era that they're calling wrong right and right wrong. Amen. We've got messed up, as the officer told me here a while back. It seems like this whole world is upside down. Amen. And it is, according to the world. But praise God, I'm glad it's not according to God. I want to preach just a little while of this, if God be our help, on what do they see? On the question that we could ask ourselves, what do they see? As we look at this tonight, and as Isaiah is a pinned down in Isaiah 56, verse 1, he's talking about, he says, "Thus saith the Lord." Now, the Lord's speaking here, and he says, "Keep your judgment, do justice." Now, he's telling, he's lining something out so that we can have an ethical standing in the eyes of a holy God. Now, I don't care a whole lot whether I've got ethical standing in the eyes of this world or not, because, like we just said, they're upside down. Are sideways and contrary to the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. But where we line up is we line up with what God says, and everything will be all right. It takes some instruction to get us there. He said that they keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. So God says, I've got something for you if you want it. You know what's wrong with the world today? Most of the world don't want it. They continue on in their own pernicious ways, doing the things that feel right according to the flesh and makes them feel warm and fuzzy down in their own bodies. But praise God, it's not necessarily pleasing to God. Amen. But so he says that those things, he said, I've got something for you if you'll just line up with my precious word. If you'll line up with the judgments and the judges and the salvation of the holy God. What's happening in the world today? There's a lot of people trying to do a lot of things without salvation. Amen. Without salvation, we can't do anything to please God. But with salvation, with the Lord's help, praise God, we can do all things. Amen. Praise God, through His strength. He goes on in verse 2 and says, "Blessed is the man that doeth this." So he said that the blessings are there to be had, and he said, "Blessing is the man that'll do it, that'll seek the Lord's face and try to line up with the precious Word of God." We're living in a day and an era people don't want it because it's they said it's too complicated. It's too restrictive. It's too confining to be a child of God. I want to say, praise God, there's nothing more liberating than to be a child of the King. I praise God, God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, He just moves in your heart. He takes up His abode. He sets up housekeeping. Praise God, He comes in that heart of your life. He gets rid of all that old junk, praise God, that you used to entertain. Those things that used to give this flesh joy and stir it up, and He takes that mess out of the way, praise God. Now, there's some things that's all right that we do in this flesh, praise God, like hunting and fishing, Brother Bill. That's still all right, praise the Lord. Do those things that please us, amen, in the flesh. But I'm talking about spiritual things. When God begins to convict our hearts and to show us there's a right way and a wrong way, there's His way and the highway, praise God. And God says, when you line up with Me, praise God, and do judgment and justice. He said salvation comes, and when you get salvations, praise God, you get the blessings of the blesser. Amen. Praise the Lord. Without salvation, all we have is chastisement. God chastens you, try to get you a place where you'll come to realize that you need a Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see God's moving in this. Praise His holy name. He said, and the Son of Man that layeth hold on it and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Pretty much sums it up in a nutshell, doesn't it? Amen. Praise God. He said, so we just line up with God. We hold fast to what God says. We keep the Sabbath or the Lord's Day from polluting it. Amen. Praise God. We just be mindful of God and what He does. And we keep our hands from doing any evil. We don't do any evil things. Amen? So that's the conclusion of the whole matter. Praise the Lord, you're dismissed. Amen? Praise God. And listen, you say, well, preacher, it's crazy. It can't be that simple. It is that simple. Amen? The Bible, the gospel is a simple word of God. If we just take it and believe it, understand it, apply it to our own lives, God can help us so that others will see Christ in us. And they'll see a Godward walk. Even to the strangers of this world. Even those that's strangers to the Word of God. Amen. So we see here in the text of God's purpose. You know, God's always got a purpose. And God's whole purpose was to use the nation of Israel as a light to a Gentile world. He was going to take that little Jewish nation. He was going to take His people, Israel, praise God, and use that little nation to be a light in the darkness of the world, into a light to a Gentile world that they might see God and godliness. Amen. They were supposed to be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. To know that they were supposed to help them to know and understand that they was a true and a living God, only one. Hello? Hey, the world today says, man, there's just all kinds of gods. I just pick me one and run with it. Amen. You'll be all right to that fire hiding you're praising and worshiping gets run over by a drunk driver, and then what you going to do? Amen. But there's one God. He's setting the portals of glory, praise God. And what Israel's supposed to do is supposed to show the lost, dying world, praise God, that they was one true God, Jehovah God, and that they was one true salvation. From Jehovah God, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Praise God. And they said they were supposed to be a blessing. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, said that He said, I'll bless those that bless you, and I'll curse those that curse you. Praise God. When you get out there, you begin to proclaim the precious things of God. People begin to see it, and they begin to get blessed. And to those that don't receive the blessings I have to give, praise the Lord, if they begin to curse you, He said, I'll curse them. You can see why the world's in such a mess today. We got people that's absolutely against the nation of Israel. But because they're absolutely against the things of God. Amen? So we see Israel, praise God, they had adapted and adopted these false gods of the world. You see in verse number 9. It said, yeah, all ye beasts of the field come and devour y'all, ye all ye beasts of the forest. Amen? Because He said they're leaders. Have become corrupt. I've never seen a world that we live in that I don't recognize any nations that don't have corrupt leaders. Everybody wants to be a super potentate instead of allowing God to be the high authority. Hello? Amen. If we could ever realize that there's one power and authority, and that's God Almighty, amen, and we're all subservient to Him. Amen. Praise God. Even them. Amen. Praise God. When we realize that. But he says they was, that the watch, even the watchmen, the leaders out there, supposed to be watchmen, were blind. He said that, his watchmen are blind. And they're ignorant. Hello? Kind of sounds like our politicians today, don't it? Amen. They're blind because they want to be. They're ignorant because they want to be. Amen. They're just they're just blind dogs, praise God, that don't see. Praise His holy name. And they can't get back to where they need to be because they don't choose to see God. Amen. Praise His name. They're greedy dogs. See, greed has done took control of it. Greed has done took control of just about everywhere you look. Greed is just raising its awful ugly head. Everybody's out to get what you can get. Amen. We've done lost the proverbial, it's better to give than to receive. Amen. We forgot about that. We forgot about helping where you can. You know, helping somebody that's down, somebody that needs a hand up. Everybody's wanting to think about what can I get. And he said they're all just going to become greedy dogs. And they can't go back. They don't know how. They can't go back. They can't bark. Amen. They're not going to bark because they don't want to mess up what they got. That's right. Praise God. We're in a mess. We are in a mess. We can see. I got to look at this. I thought, glory to God, this is where we're at. And he's talking about the ethical things that we need to get lined back up where God would have his people be. And we're missing it, folks. We're missing it by mile. He said, got the dogs that can't bark. Yeah, praise God, the greedy dogs that can't bark. We got a shepherd that's concerned only for themselves. Ain't concerned about nobody else. Amen? Just about themselves. Won't that sound like where we're at today? He said, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way. Everyone for his gain. Amen? Praise God. He said, that's the picture of where we are in America today. Everybody's just concerned about their own gain, what I can get. Hey, I figured out a long time ago. They said you gotta have at least $1 million to retire comfortably. Now, this was 10 years ago. $1 million to retire comfortably in America. Amen. I started on my second million. Amen. I gave up on that first one. Amen. So I just went ahead and started on the second one. I don't plan on going out of here as a rich man and a wealthy man. Praise God. But I'm going to be rich in my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to trust in God Almighty to get me where I need to be. Praise God. But we see what's taking place here. No wonder the situation, no wonder the nation was taken into captivity. Because they forgot the God of the Word. They forgot the God that promised to lead them and lead them out. Amen? This should be a spiritual warning to you and me today. We should take it as a spiritual warning, praise God, to just get close to God and stay there. To walk with the Lord, praise God, to encourage our people to come along with us and just go with God. Amen? Go together. Hey, we're going. Last time I looked, we're all headed for the same place. I hope. Amen. Men, women, boys, and girls, praise God. Just go ahead and get in. The greatest thing, greatest show on earth taking place right now, better than the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. It's the Lord Jesus Christ and the crowd of heavenly hosts, praise God, that's gathering together to host us with the mostest. Has got what he needs, what we need to be the child of the King, praise God, throughout eternity. And it's just time to load up and get in, get involved and say, Lord, we're looking for the good things from heaven, for that manna, praise God, that flows from the throne of grace to those that are looking for a holy and righteous God. Praise the Lord. Something to be excited about. Amen. Did you ever think, praise God, when you got to go to something like the circus, something when you was a kid? Mom and Dad told you about it, boy, for a week, 2 weeks, a month, however long it was before you got to go, boy, you got pumped up and excited. Looking forward to it. We ought to be pumped up and excited today about getting to go to heaven. We ought to be pumped up and excited about being the child of God, the children of God. But I wonder, what do people see when they see our Christian life today? Amen. They see bah humbug and drudgery. Amen. God help us. We ought to be excited about the things of God. We ought to be excited about what's happening in our lives. And God was preaching to the nation of Israel. God was teaching to the nation of Israel. He is instructing them, praise God, that they were a light in the darkness for a Gentile world. So did God abandon the Gentile? God forbid. God forbid. Look what he says. You know about the outcast, those strangers, praise God. And that they are accepted. Look what he says, verse number 6. And also the sons of the stranger that joined themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord and be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and hold it and taketh hold of his covenant. Amen. Everybody that comes alongside God, and everybody looks to look into the Lord, praise God. He said, hey, listen, he's going to take care of the stranger, those outcasts, those strangers in the world, those that don't know God. God says, I want them to know me, praise God, and I want to know them. It'd be bad to come to that place, Lord Jesus Christ, where Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. He was doing it for a reward. He said, hey, yeah, they pulled out a lot of cash, you have your reward. And if I'd rather have my reward in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because I love him, because he first loved me. Amen. And he said he allowed the outcast in this world, the strangers world, are accepted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Even folks, now listen to me, even folks, praise God, that may not look like us and act like us and live like us, the Lord Jesus Christ loves them, praise the Lord, just like he loves. He, his Bible says, he is no respecter of persons. Amen. We're to be loving them in, getting them in, calling them in, compelling them to come in, praise God, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin. Now, it may take them a day or two to get lined up to where they need to be. Amen. It's hard to come out of this world, amen, and not bring the world with you. Praise the Lord. But as a little discretion, you come alongside, praise, and begin to show them the truth. And the truth makes them free, praise God. They start acting right and looking right and dressing right, amen, talking right. Amen, praise the Lord. But we do it in love and compassion. So people just don't understand. No, they don't. Especially people that's lost. They don't know God. Amen. They don't realize, praise God, that we got to come alongside folks and we got to generally and tenderly, praise God, help them along the way. If something ain't right, praise God, we got to address it and just say, in a discreet manner. Amen. Most people, praise God, just don't know. They've never been taught. You get the world today that we live in, praise God, there's a whole world out there that's unchurched. Amen. The Lord said, hey, when the strangers come in and they come in, they begin to love the Lord, praise God, and they begin to do right, and they begin to come under his covenant. They begin to take hold of the covenant. They begin to realize it's the salvation through Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. So then they come out of the world, praise God. But sometimes it's hard to get the world out of them. Hello? But the Word of God does that. It manifests itself into our hearts and our lives. And some of the things that we do, we don't do no more. Amen. Talking to a person here the other day and talking about one of them studs, balls, whatever, that people have in their tongue. I can't think about it. It gags me to think about it. Amen. And she said, preacher, said, God began to convict me of that. And she said, I took that thing out and throwed it away. I said, praise the Lord. I said, now you'll be able to eat, praise the God, praise God. Amen. Without being hindered. But she didn't know. But she said, God could begin to convict me on that. And she said, so I took it out and somebody said, well, did you give it to somebody? She said, no. She said, I throwed it in the garbage. Amen. Holy Ghost conviction moved on her heart. She got rid of it. I said, well, God, glory to God. Amen. Praise God. There's a couple other things she said she was struggling with. I said, praise God, just give that to God too. Praise the Lord. But we got to know, he said, the stranger's coming in, outcast. And God said, I was accepted. He said, the eunuch was welcome. Hey, that one that, praise God, couldn't come in. When we see it in Deuteronomy, he said, hey, they can't even come into the assembly of God. But God said, listen, even that a eunuch who will keep my covenant, keep my Sabbaths, who will come in line with the things of God and love me and keep my covenant, praise God. He said, I've even got a place for him. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, praise God, there's nobody that God wants to leave out. God says he can pluck them up and he can clean them up, praise God, and find a place for them. Amen. In the work of the Lord. Bless his name. In the Lord Jesus Christ. That wall of separation has taken, that wall between the Jews and the Gentiles, it's been broken down so that we can get in. Praise God. That sinner can come to the Savior. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that a wonderful thing? Amen. That an old sinner can, like me and you are, can come to the Savior. So when we mess up during the day, and we probably will, amen, we can come to the Lord and we can say, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. Praise God. He wipes that out. Praise God. Cast that and see if forget nothing, never be remembered against us no more. Bless his holy name. That's what he does. So that even a sinner can come in Jesus Christ, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And they can find forgiveness and acceptance in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad it's that way. Ain't you? I'm glad we can find forgiveness and acceptance in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can find us a place, praise God, that we can run with the Lord. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. He talks about who we were and what we were and how we were. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 1, said, you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Who was that? Us. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who's the prince of the power of the air? It ain't Jesus. It's the devil. Amen. Satan, Slewfoot, the deceiver of the brethren. Amen. Hey, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You know why the world's so disobedient and ungodly? Because there's a spirit of evil in them. And I'm going to tell you tonight, youngins, praise God, it's worse than it's ever been. Amen. And it's being broadcast across the world. Evil is being broadcast every day. There's a lot of this stuff out there, stuff that we have, this technology, I hate it. Because it's used to portray evil, wickedness. And people's getting caught up in that because their children are disobedient. They don't know. He said, among whom also we all had our conversations. There was a time that we were all part of this organization. Satan's little followers. You know, a preacher, I was never a Satan worshiper. Yeah, but before you become a God worshiper, amen, you worship the things of this world, which belong to the devil, amen. Among whom we also had our conversation times past in the lust of our flesh, that's what causes us to do it, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. He said, that's who we are, that's where we were. Till we found Jesus one day. Amen. Go over first verse number 11. He said, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Kind of sounded like where we were, wasn't it? Isn't it? It's where we was. He said, but now, thank God, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off. You remember when you was far off? Amen. In other words, you was missing the mark a whole lot. Transgressions. You was missing, you was shooting, praise God, but your arrows was going way off target. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. That's how we got in. Amen. Through the blood of Christ. Praise His holy name. So we see how this thing plays out in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He goes in, if you go back to verse number 4, he said, but God, which is rich in mercy for His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. And hath raised us up together and put us and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Some that, those that were sometimes alienated, but God has reconciled us and brought us unto a place where we can sit together. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. Not of works. You mean, preacher, you mean we can't work our way in? I've been trying to be good all these years. You just don't. You mean that ain't going to get me in? Not if you ain't saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Because, he said, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we begin to do those good works once we begin to do the good work of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And people's watching us and they see us get in and they see us getting in. Amen? Hello? I'm not talking about just getting saved. A lot of people, I can't even tell you the number of people I know that's come to churches all over this country. They've come, they've heard a certain the Holy Ghost of God, I guess maybe hopefully convicted their hearts. They come to an altar, they bowed down, they said, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner, got up and left, and ain't nobody seen them since. It worries me. Amen? Because once we become children of God saved, somebody's watching us. If we profess salvation, we ought to be living out that salvation in Christ. We become His workmanship. What Isaiah was telling us, praise God, he said, hey, listen, when we line up with the covenant, the promise, and judgments, the statutes of God Almighty, we become a vessel of honor fit for the kingdom of God. People watch us. They see us. They hear us. Our talking, our communications, they're different. Amen. We become more like Him. It's ordained that that's the way it is. But he goes on in verse 19 of Ephesians chapter 2. And he says this, but now, therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad it's that way? God saved you by His marvelous grace and put you into the family. Praise God. And so what they should see, what people should see when they see us, they should see Jesus high and lifted up. Amen. Praise God. In an attitude of praise unto Him. Amen. But Isaiah said that's the way it should be. But we see these religious people. And they said it's religious people. Jesus quoted this verse 7 in Matthew chapter 21. These religious leaders, praise God, they had turned the place of worship and the place of witness into a den of thieves. Amen. That's what he says. He said, for mine house, verse number 7, shall be called an house of prayer for all people. So that's what house of God's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a house of prayer. We come and pray and lift up Lord Jesus Christ, magnify and praise God at the top of our lungs, just praising Him, giving Him glory for all He does. But He said, you made it a den of thieves. But the question we have, would any Gentile want to come into a place and know the God of Israel? Amen. When they was going to the court of the Gentiles, outer court of the Gentiles, and being ripped off every Sabbath. Hello? By the Jews. By Israel. Amen. Being ripped off. So what do they see when they went to worship? They saw a bunch of ungodliness. That's why Jesus went in, prayed about the scourge ropes, and he cleaned house. Drove them out, turned over their tables, and then preached the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he would quote this verse, praise God. Said, yeah. He would say, praise the Lord, said, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. So at the Gentile court, praise God, out there, praise God, ought to be a place where they could see the Lord Jesus Christ manifest, the God of heaven, praise God, uplifted and glorified. Instead of a place of bartering. Amen. I think we about bartered away the things of God. Amen. Hey, careful. We compromise them. Amen. Compromise the precious word of God for something else. Amen. The Gentile court had been made a place, turned into a marketplace for things. Amen. Praise God. We've got a lot of that in our churches today. We got people that like to go to a certain church in a certain place because that's a good place to do business. Amen? They pass out their business cards at the end of Sunday school. And then they pass out their business cards at the end of preaching. Amen? Make sure they're there on Wednesday night in case they miss somebody on Sunday morning. Amen? What we ought to be passing out is the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Or to be lifted up. What do they see when they come to the house of God? They ought to be seeing Christ Jesus high and lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. What do outsiders see? What do they see today? Amen. What do they see in your life? What do they see in your church? What do they see at your house? Amen. You know, we can be holier than thou at the house of God. But we ought to be holy, praise God. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. We ought to be holy at our house, living according to what the Lord says we ought to be. Amen? When they attend church service today, what do they see? Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, remember Paul's talking to them in 1 Corinthians chapter 14? Now this whole chapter is dealing with speaking in tongues. Is your preacher, you going to get preaching on preaching in tongues? No. I just want you to see this. It's an example here. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 23 said this. Verse 23 says, if therefore the whole church be come together into one place, what do we come together for? To worship the Lord, right? Amen. To worship God. Together. I meant one mind. He said we need to be in one mind, one accord. Same attitude. Come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers. Will they not say that you're mad? Or what they'd say in a lot of our Baptist churches today. Said, you lost your mind. What are you doing? Amen. Said, we worship in the Lord, praise God. I'm talking about old-timey worship. Right? We come together to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ in song and in spirit and to preach the gospel according to the precious word of God. Preach the gospel. What thus says the word of God. He said, but if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not and one unlearned, he is convinced of all. He is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. That, by the way, is called conviction. Amen? Holy Ghost conviction sets in. Because they heard the truth, they understand the truth. Now, let me just say this tonight. A lot of people don't want the truth. It upsets their apple cart. It makes them think they got to change the way they're living. Hello? So thus said, are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. What did God say? He said, what would he see in you? He'd see God in you. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah said, listen, what the people need to see, what the Gentiles need to see in Israel was God in you. What the people need to see today is God in us. Not the circumstance, not the circus that we live in, but God in us, the hope of glory. That's all that our children, our loved ones, our families, our friends, our co-workers, all that they should see in us is Jesus Christ in us. Amen. They ought to see Him. What do they see? What do they see? We ought to search ourselves and find out, praise God. Or to see God that is in you in truth. The truth of God, praise God, manifest in your heart and mind. So what will they see? What do they see when people look at me? What do they see when people look at you? I hope they see Jesus. Amen. I hope they see Jesus. But you know what that takes? That takes being vigilant, diligent, amen, putting forth effort, doing the things that we used to do, not doing the things that we're apt to do, and acting, reacting, praise God, in a way that's pleasing to God. It takes work. It's hard. Amen. Believe me, I struggle every day. You say, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. Yeah, but you're just not honest with yourself. Amen. I'm honest with myself. I struggle every day to just do what's pleasing to God so that they can see Christ in me. Amen. Not just my church family, but my family. Amen. Those are the ones, the ones closest to me, ones I'm going to be held accountable for. Of course, the church too. But those people that's around me, I don't want somebody when I get up there and they're being judged and they look over and say, well, he didn't tell me. He didn't live right. He acted like a hellion. I thought I could too. Amen. Praise God. But God, I told you I've had to beg God, ask Him to help me, Brother Bill. I've had to ask Him to put an alarm beacon in me that I don't do those things, praise God. I don't pitch those little fits and show off the bad side of this world, praise God, to a lost and dying world. They see enough of that. I just have to ask God to help me, praise God, to be more like Him every day. Amen. What do they see? What do they see when they see you? Praise God, they ought to see the Lord Jesus Christ high and lifted up and say, boy, what a blessing they are. Amen. And you know, if they can do it, maybe I can too. And with the help of the Lord and a little bit of encouragement, God said, I'll even go and pluck out the strangers and I'll bring them in and I'll give them a place. Amen.